Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show.
Hello, welcome. Welcome to a lovely November afternoon. It's November 21st, 2012. I am Molly McCord, your host of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. All of the material on this radio show can also be found on the popular website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. And today we are exploring a topic that I find to be important right now, that's important with the all caps in all letters. I was really excited to get going on this topic with you today because I feel it is going to give us some more answers and clarity and insights about divine feminine energies that are not only infusing the planet, but that are going to continually come in. We have many energies coming in right now that are supporting divine feminine energies that are new to the planet, that haven't existed and thrived here. And I feel this topic is so important. So we're going to dive into that shortly. First, I have a few things I want to share with you. For those of you who are new to the weekly show, welcome. Thank you for being here. Thank you for finding the show. I want to share with you that how I communicate and share messages is based in my human energy and my human body. I have a very powerful spiritual team, as we all do, and I get messages throughout the day. I'm very intuitive. I'm an astrologer. I'm all those things, if you want to call them things and titles, but I choose to connect with you based on my present energy and self. So I do not lead with channeling information or going into spiritual entities that I work with. That's not my style. That energy is present. You can probably feel it, but I am choosing to be very human aware and to work with those energies. So I like to explain that because sometimes people don't make the connection that this information could be described as channeled, but I'm not a big fan of that word. I just never have been. I feel like it takes away from our humanness on some levels. I'm a fan of being able to connect with you on human levels, emotional, physical, all those things that are gifts to us here on Earth, and to go from that space. So please know that that is my style. That is what I'm choosing. And so there are channeled messages within my information, but I'm not going to specifically call that out. I also want to share with you that I have a few books coming out in early 2013. And one of them was just endorsed by Michael Bernard Beckwith. And I've over the moon excited to be a part of that project. It's called The Thought That Changed My Life Forever. It's a compilation book with 52 authors, and the idea is that you read one thought a week for the year. And these are people from all different backgrounds and fields. I mean, you have scientists and nurses and healers and teachers and spiritual professionals. There's just a plethora of information. I'm going to give you some more information about that as it gets closer, because you can also get some free copies if you're drawn to that topic. I'd be happy to share more. And then the other book coming out is my own my own memoir, spiritual memoir called My Life as a Trapeze Artist. that book is, wow, it's blowing me away, and I can't wait to share more about that with you. And next week, the November 28th, I will be a guest chatting it up with Alana Pratt. And she is just a phenomenal, amazing woman. She speaks every week with different guests, and I was invited to come and spend an hour or so on her Intimate Conversations program. These are wonderful talks that she has with people, and I would encourage you to check it out if you're drawn to this information. It fits in very well with today's topic about feminine energies. Her website is Alana, that's with two L's, A-L-L-A-N-A, Pratt, PRATT.com. And you can join us. It's a free conversation. Sign up, get on her list, and you can be there and hear where we go. It's going to be raw. It's going to be open, and I love that. So I think that's a great segue for getting into this topic. We're looking at divine feminine energies, and this show will appeal to many women, but I know there's also men listening. And if you are a man, this is incredibly powerful information for you too. Because as you work with women in your lives, you're going to be able to recognize these higher feminine energies. You're going to be able to empower them and to understand how you as a man are empowered by working with them as well. So I want to recognize the men who listen to this show because these topics can be polarizing, and that's not the idea at all. The idea is to draw you in, is to bring people in, and so that we all can grow and expand together. So divine feminine energies, huge topic, many ways we can go with this. I am rather direct and to the point, and so I'm just going to go into it. There has not historically been space on this planet for women to be their full, huge, expressive selves. That means being open with emotions, being honest, creative, intuitive, trusting, emotionally aware, willing to be vulnerable. These are all incredibly powerful characteristics of feminine energy. But we have been taught and we have chosen at a soul level to start with the other understanding of feminine energy that we have known to be powerful. Okay? And so what are those? Well, these might come to mind very quickly and easily for you. There are many ways for feminine energy to be used for powerful, strategic, manipulative, competitive means. We have seen it most commonly in the professional environment and workplaces where many times women are striving for survival. You want to get ahead. You want to, you know, demonstrate your competence and show how smart you are. And there's all these ways that we've set it up to use our energies for goals and achievement. This is not wrong, my friends. This is not bad at all. This is not exclusive from feminine energies. But there is another way to be ourselves and to live from that place of not having to repress or hold back or keep down any area of ourselves that we have judged as being less powerful. Okay, so think of this in your own life. Think about where you have been in your life and how you have used your energies in the workplace, in a professional environment. How have you been able to achieve your goals? How have you been able to be heard, to communicate and to be heard? What qualities have you had to look at and use? And maybe they've made you feel uncomfortable, maybe not. Maybe they're completely comfortable. But what I'm doing here is I'm inviting you to look at yourself objectively and to see where you have been unconsciously using certain energies to get what you want, and which is valid, but to get what you want in a way that on some level didn't completely fit for you. You know, it's like you maybe went home later in the day and thought, I really wish I could have had an open conversation with so-and-so about this topic instead of doing this power struggle to be heard. I really wish I could have said exactly what I felt about this situation instead of feeling like I had to play this game or I had to, you know, say one thing knowing that they would say another thing. Think about where in your life you have held back what you really feel and you really thought because you didn't want to hurt someone, you didn't want to offend them, you didn't want it to be taken wrong the wrong way, you didn't want it to be used against you. Where in your life have you felt these themes coming up? And I identify the professional environment, but it could be in the family, it could be in personal relationships, it could be in any area of your life, could be every area of your life, where you felt that you had to restrain a part of yourself because it wasn't allowed to be heard. And it's important to identify this in ourselves. Oftentimes, we can identify it more easily in others. You know, we can look at a conversation and think, oh, she didn't say da-da-da, but I knew she was thinking this, and oh, da-da-da. You go through this situation where you notice in other people where they're holding back or where you feel that they're being manipulative or they're being competitive or they're saying words that you don't believe. Now, look at yourself. Where are you doing that? Are you doing that? Do you recognize that behavior because you're familiar with that behavior? Because it's also a pattern for you. See, the long path is to analyze and look at everyone else. The short path is to look at yourself and to own it and to see where in you you are ready to shift this unconscious energy and unconscious behaviors. Now, as I said, this is a huge topic and it can go in many different directions. What I am intending with this show is to open you up to these thoughts and to think of it in a new way. So for some, this could be an introduction to the information. For others, it could be what you are very familiar with and you know what this is all about. And what I would recommend is that if this information that we're going into is really resonating for you and you feel drawn to exploring it deeply for yourself, you feel ready to look at this part of yourself that you want to change and shift. I have a woman who I 100% recommend to you who can help you with that. This is someone who helped me, okay? See, when I was in my 20s, I was definitely in this unconscious pattern of figuring out how to feel powerful in my life by doing and saying the right things, quote unquote. You know, I was playing the game. In the workplace, I would know who to talk to get what I wanted. I would know how to talk to that person in a way that was not purely honest or what I wanted, but it sounded right. Some of the most incredible, I would call them battles, is with other women in the workplace, other competitive women who want to be in charge, who want to dominate, who want to have control over others. And there was a time in my life when I was like that, when I had an assistant and I had to maintain that certain level of control over her. It took me looking at myself to get why I was doing that. Why was I even going down that path? It didn't feel right. It wasn't who I was. I had unconsciously absorbed these actions because that's what I saw in the culture around me. That's what I saw in society and how to be powerful. And that those energies can work. I really try to hold back from saying what is good or bad. It's more about what is lesser or higher. And it's also about choice points. And that's what this topic is leading to, is that globally we have choice points to make about how we use our energy. And feminine energy has been repressed and suppressed for so long that the choice points are not going to go away. And so my choice point years ago was to look at myself and realize I was so uncomfortable putting on this facade of being in control and feeling like I had to maintain a certain behavior or certain words or do something in a certain way in order to feel powerful when that wasn't who I was. That wasn't 100% my heart. And I was blessed to be connected with someone who I recommend to you, who helped me look at this part of myself and who helped me question it and challenge it, and who took me to, I feel like she's a bridge. She took me to another shore where I could be my higher feminine expressive self and feel it powerfully and feel it honestly and to not hold back and to know that it's valid. And I've made that shift in myself. I did it maybe 4 or 5 years ago. Still something I work with. And it's something that the planet needs right now. We need to be our open, courageous, intuitive, trusting selves right now more than ever before. And we have to be able to look at who we are right now today and claim and acknowledge those parts of us that don't maybe resonate for who we're expanding into. The woman that I want to recommend before I go too far, her name is Michelle Morgan. Michelle with one L, Morgan. And her website is michellemorgan.org. She is an NLP practitioner, a psychic, a counselor. She has developed a program working with divine feminine energies. She is a bridge. She takes you from this one box, compressed expression of yourself into the fuller, open expansiveness of yourself. And she rocked my world. She challenged my world. She made me grow. I didn't always like it. I'll be honest with you. I pouted. I kicked. I screamed. I said no. I was in denial. And then I did it anyways, because that was my choice point. So if you're looking for someone to help work through any of your own inner stuff around these themes and energies, I 100% recommend Michelle Morgan. Now, there's a bigger global pattern here. So there hasn't been space on the planet, meaning there has not been energetic room for the highest expression of feminine energies. This is by our design. This is how it was set up, okay? There isn't room in the 3D energies for higher expressions that are related to the higher heart chakra. See, there's the connection here. The higher feminine energies are related to your high heart chakra. And it isn't simply about feelings and emotions, which are valid and important, very much so. But it's more about being that rock and core of who you are in your female energy, regardless of outside issues or external circumstances. There hasn't been room on the planet for this before, and it's part of this shift we're going through. We're moving into these fifth dimensional energies, and the high feminine energies are moving with it. And so this means we're opening up gateways and doorways for how to share from our heart space, how to genuinely say and speak our truth, how to be vulnerable in a way that leads to greater strength, how to say what we feel and to just express it honestly and authentically without feeling like we're going to be punished for it. Many of us have that in our soul programming, is that I will be banished, I will be hurt, I will be repressed, I will be tortured or killed or et cetera for expressing my heart or for expressing my emotional self. You can identify this easily in yourself by looking at your patterns with other men and your patterns with other women. In your patterns with other men, where have you held back expressing who you are? Where have you not said your truth because of those fears or because those male energies were so dominant in your life that you didn't feel that there was space or room to be that version of yourself? In relationships with women, where have you felt that you've given away your power or that you've allowed their 3D energies to dominate you on some level? Now, it's important here to not go into victim mode. At a soul level, you chose this. You chose this for very powerful reasons, and it's so that you can rise through it and above it. This is part of a soul growth, and it's part of a collective energy on the planet right now. This energy is happening globally, and in my meditations, I see it happening strongly in different pockets of the globe, like all these lights turning on and going on. And it's happening in small towns, in big cities. It's happening in rural areas. It's literally a global-wide phenomenon. And you are part of that when you activate and start to question where in your life you've repressed your emotional, intuitive, trusting self. Another part of this, so we think about our relationships with men, we think about our relationships with women, and we notice the patterns. Perhaps there are certain patterns that have been happening unconsciously in your life, and when you identify that pattern, you could shift everything. But I also want you to think about your relationship with God, with Source, with the universe, whatever you call it, whatever works for you. That relationship will also help you figure out a pattern. Do you trust something bigger than you? Does that bring you safety? Does that make you feel that you are taken care of and that no matter what comes, hell or high water, you will be okay? Divine feminine energy knows to trust itself, to listen to that intuitive voice, to be in touch with those messages. So looking at your relationship with God, Do you really trust what is bigger than you? And I see it as not only is it bigger than you, but you are a part of it. You are connected to God. There is an ebb and flow of energy there. Are you trusting? Are you truly connected to the source energy that always loves you, that always supports you, that always makes sure that you have everything you need? These are big questions because this is a big energy. And as I said, we don't need to go into the victim pity, woe is me, this happened, this didn't happen, because at a soul level, we chose all of this. We chose every person to play a role for us. If someone in your life is making you feel, I say that tongue in cheek, making you feel less powerful, see if you can visually rise above that experience from seeing yourselves in human form and see yourselves as two balls of light. And how this person is a ball of light in your life, highlighting an issue that you are ready to evolve and transform into a higher space with. And see this person as a gift from your higher self, someone that you agreed to work with, someone that you invited into your life in order to call out areas where you are ready to grow. When we see it from this powerful place of I invited this person into my world to help me get these lessons, we remove any lesser energies around the victim stuff. Now, this on one level, it's like, sure, of course, that makes complete sense. On another level, that might not be your first reaction, and that's okay. It's okay to not welcome them into your life if they're triggering a lot of anger, or they're triggering a lot of gunk and stuff. It's okay to not welcome them right away, but that's why you have this higher trust in yourself, in Source, and wherever you go for safety, you have a higher trust that this is all happening so perfectly and that it is safe to express how you feel, that it's valid, that it's needed, that it makes a difference, and that when you are open with your heart energy, with people you trust, you're expanding that energy on the planet. There are other cultures and other dimensions where feminine energy is dominant. It was the case in Lemuria, where feminine energy ruled the day and ran the show. In other cultures, such as Atlantis, it was not true. Atlantis was about an overemphasis on masculine energy, on the ego, mind, and technology without the intuitive emotional body coming into play. And so what we're doing now is with these higher divine feminine energies coming in, is we are balancing the planet in ways we can't even imagine. And we are balancing the energy within ourselves. And I'm being shown by my team that we are actually shifting the magnetic poles of feminine energy on the planet. That's how big this is. Now, these poles aren't static points that you would look on the on a globe and find, but it's more about we're shifting how energies are moving around the planet, and we're bringing in what is needed and what is valued. Feminine energies are about the power of your heart to connect with others, about sharing from that place of honest truth and knowing that it's okay, that it's absolutely okay to say how you feel or to share your experiences, that you won't be attacked, that you won't be punished, that nothing bad is going to happen as a result of that. And many of us have this in our karmic DNA cellular programming that when we are our open-hearted selves, something bad happens next. That is what we're changing, my friends. That is what we are shifting for ourselves. And that is why we have to start with ourselves. Start by looking at who we each are, who you are in the workplace, who you are in your relationships, who you are in your friendships. How do you deal with these energies? What does that look like for you? So if someone is bullying you, or you're feeling jealous about someone, or you're feeling threatened or competitive, how do you deal with those energies? Where do you go? Do you go to a place of wanting to retaliate or to stonewall them, or do you go to a place of superiority? Do you go to a place of needing to do something to get back at them? Do you unconsciously want to reciprocate with the same energy? This is a choice point. This is where your amazing soul growth happens. It's in these moments. It's in these situations where you see yourself and where you are unconsciously holding some of these lower expressions and where you're ready to transfer them up, 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 up into higher cosmic levels of love. When we can see what triggers us, we are immediately powerful. When you identify what it is in yourself that's ready to be let go of and to be reprogrammed, in that very second, you have just become more powerful. It's that instantaneous because you're changing the energy. You're moving from the unconscious use of something into the conscious, aware energy. And by shifting into that state, you are automatically more powerful. It happens that quickly, which is just so awesome, which is so great that it happens that quickly. It's about the awareness of it for yourself and seeing it in yourselves. And we are programmed to just keep going, right? I'm going to take one step forward, the other step forward. I'm just going to keep going. And you don't have to look at this for yourself. You don't have to. That is also a choice point. You can look at it and say, whatever, I'm not going to deal with it. It's not me. I have other things to do. It's everyone else. You know, you can look in the mirror and not see it. But when you're ready to see it and when you want to see it, again, you start to shift into these more powerful expressions of yourself. And this is when you are opening up to higher energies that have been waiting for you. I see it as you're shifting up and you have access to greater levels of self-love, self-empowerment, self-forgiveness too. You know, forgiving ourselves for not knowing that we were using energy in a certain way is huge right now. Forgiving ourselves for conversations that we look back on and we think, oh, if finally I had said this instead of this. Forgiving ourselves for taking an action that did more harm than good. Forgiving ourselves for not saying something or for not expressing ourselves, forgiving ourselves for repressing our truth is also huge. So forgiving yourself for who you have been is beautiful, it's sacred, and it's empowering. And it opens up the doorways to greater compassion for your growth and for what stage you enter into next. When I'm working with my astrology clients and I see a theme right now of many wounds being triggered, and these wounds, emotional wounds, love wounds, receiving love wounds, not receiving love wounds, it's being triggered on very deep levels right now. And it's not singular, it's collective. And it's so beautifully timed with this shift that we're given opportunities to look at these areas that have so much potential for healing. Because we are connected to energies as never before. And we can work with these wounds on higher levels than ever before, but we also have to be our human selves. And as I said earlier, we have to acknowledge our human selves. We have to acknowledge these parts of us that we don't necessarily even like. That's part of the shift, is that you come face to face with stuff in yourself you don't like. I went through that. There was some stuff that came up for me about anger and how I was working with anger. And I was, I'll be honest with you, I was oblivious to how I was using my anger. And I could turn it around and I could throw it back at you and I could not touch it and just say, well, that's not mine. That, you know, they did this or they, you know, I could go there with it. And when I was able to look at the anger and love the anger and see the gifts of the anger, I could understand why I had anger. It was a defense mechanism. It made me feel powerful. It was a tool I used because I couldn't look at other things. I didn't want to be vulnerable, so I was going to be angry. That's what it was for me. Different for every person, obviously, but I also think there's many similarities that overlap. So just being aware of how you use your emotion is going to connect you with these divine feminine energies and shift them for you. And so when I looked at the anger I was holding, and I thought, I don't even like that in myself. Yuck. Ew. Gross, Molly. I didn't want to be that way. I didn't want to be that person. And my mind would get going, and I would have to calm it down, and I would have to just forgive myself for not knowing better. I didn't know better. And yet at the same time, it became louder and louder that when it was in front of me, my choice point was either to look at it or to not look at it. And I looked at it, and as I said earlier, it opened huge doorways for me in how I was consciously using my energy. And it connected me to higher expressions of my feminine energy that I didn't have access to when I was in the lower vibrating places. And so I have seen this happen multiple times. I see it in business environments and personal lives and relationships and just any part of life where we're interacting with other people, and that I'm going to say women, mostly women, who are not ready and not able to look at their own stuff yet. And they might not be able to. And that could be so divinely perfect, okay? There's no judgment around that. That could be exactly what they set out and planned on a soul level. And so what your responsibility is yourself and what you choose for your growth and where you want to go with your energy and where you want to expand and keep moving forward and how you want to know yourself more. We can't have the expectation that everyone's doing this work. We can't have the expectation that everyone who's doing this work is going to do it on the same timeline or in the same ways. It's not set up that way. It's set up so that every person, every soul, has a timeline and methods and options that are perfect for them. And so your responsibility in working with your divine feminine energies and elevating them, your responsibility is you, and your responsibility is returning to your path where you find empowerment and where you feel supported and safe in being yourself. You might not feel safe being in a corporate environment and being yourself or your high heart energy, and that's so valid. In fact, that's probably very smart at times. But that doesn't mean you repress it in all areas of your life or that you have to keep it small. It's about the discernment and the wisdom of how to use your energy and how to share it. And I'm finding right now that as we are bridging between these 3D energies into these fifth dimensional energies and beyond, we do go back and forth at times. There may be times when you realize, I'm just going to have to be in my more of my mental mind energy instead of my high heart energy. And that's completely valid. But don't allow any external forces to prevent you from your full journey. Now is the time, my sisters and my brothers, to do this work, because there are wonderful resources, there's great support, and there's so much love right now to look at ourselves honestly and brutally and look at where we want to grow. And I can also vouch for the fact that there's no end line, there's no finish line. We keep going with it. We keep learning about ourselves. We keep we're given more opportunities to evaluate and feel it out and see where we want to go next. You know, the choice points keep coming. They will keep coming. And you get stronger with them and clearer with them, where you just know what's right for you and you know how you want to be in your life. And so what I would invite you to do is to open up to how it feels to live your daily life trusting yourself 100%, being incredibly honest about who you are, where you're at, where you're going, the ability to have open, vulnerable conversations with people, the ability to be courageous, to be creative, and to have that connection to yourself as a source of love, always, regardless of outside circumstances, regardless of anything else happening in your world, that you come back to yourself as love, knowing that that's who you are and that's where you're from. And that this is part of your service to humanity right now, that this is what the planet needs and that this is what people are craving, is they want to have this connection to love. They want to feel it more regularly. They don't want to suppress and repress these parts of themselves anymore. We've done that for so long. We're changing how we conduct relationships, how we communicate, and how we interact with each other, based on these divine feminine energies. And so back to that visual of shifting the magnetic poles of feminine energy. This has been something in process for a while now, and it's going to become even stronger as we move into 2013. We are going to be even more supported in those experiences and feeling connected to each other through love. And I want to point out that there is also divine masculine energy that complements and works with feminine energy beautifully, that it is not, it's not as if feminine energy only exists by itself. It works with the masculine energy and has this beautiful, it's literally like two people dancing on the dance floor. And they're working together, and they're in harmony, and they're in step, and they're in sync, and the energy just flows. There's a rhythm to it. That is a pure expression of divine feminine and divine masculine energies. And as women, I believe that it's our for many of us, especially if you're listening, it is in our soul imprint to work with this energy and to amplify it for our soul and for humanity. And so if you're feeling a desire to explore this more, trust it. If you're feeling that you need to work through some blocks or to make some, you know, some decisions, trust it. The energy is going to continue to support this, and you'll come across more and more people who get it, you know, who get this, that this is what's needed and that is what is shifting right now. Now, astrologically, I want to make some astrological connections here. Astrologically, the shift of feminine energy is connected to the Venus transits of the Sun, which the first one was in June 2004, and the second one was in June 2012. They're 8 years apart. They will not happen again for hundreds of years. And that's another significant part of the shift, is that we've set it up this way so that we have time to absorb and process these energies and to work with them powerfully. Now, Venus transit of the Sun, what does that mean? That means that Venus, the planet Venus, moves in front of the Sun in such a way that it is backlit by the Sun, and it's amplifying the energy of Venus. And Venus is all about love and beauty and feminine expression and what we value, how we value ourselves, how we receive from others, our open-heartedness. These are all the higher expressions of Venus. And so with this occurrence happening twice, we have had the abilities to open up our feminine receptors and our ability to connect to people in new ways. So think about June 2004 to July 2012. Look at how your relationships have changed and grown. Look at how you have advanced in your ways of giving and receiving love. Now, this energy was in Gemini and Sagittarius, and it's about the mental faculties and communications. It brings all that to the forefront. It invites us to share and talk and connect. It calls in our higher beliefs and philosophies, what we believe to be our truth, and allowing that truth to be flexible for others. It doesn't have to be one truth. There are many truths. This calls in the energies of open-hearted, high heart chakras. And it is going to be an ongoing theme. It was like these seeds were planted in June 2004 and June 2012. The seeds are planted, and now what will you grow in your garden? What will you take with this energy, and how will you intentionally and consciously use it? Now, I mentioned in the description for this show that there can be, and often is, a reaction from, quote-unquote, imposing expressions of energy that don't want to grow, that don't want things to change. I touched on this a bit earlier in the show, and this is about, again, the need for control and the need to hold on to what feels safe, because the fear of what is unknown is so great and so big. And so you'll probably observe it and feel it at times, that there is going to be the polarity between those working with the divine feminine energies and those who can't look at them and can't touch them yet. And again, this is divinely perfect, and that we don't have to fix it. We don't have to figure it out for other people, that each person has their soul path and their spirit team and whatever they call on to work with these energies. And I think it's also important to not polarize these relationships, meaning if you're identifying someone in your life who is not open to these expressions and who does not want to work with these energies, I think that it's important that we still find a way to accept and love their divine purpose as a fellow cosmic sister, and that we can accept that it's not our responsibility, that we don't need to mother or take care of others, that we don't have to fix something, because when you think you have to fix something, that's also based on the premise that you believe it's broken. But what if that is so divine? What if it's completely perfect that many women are not ready for this transition yet? What if that is perfect and that is how they set it up for themselves? So I just want to throw that out there as one way to view this, is that, again, you are responsible for you, and that is where you'll find your empowerment. And to release yourself from taking care of others or to heal others or to teach others is huge. That's also part of our, many of us, that's part of our divine imprint, is that we feel the responsibility to show them the way, or I'm going to give you the information and you're going to get it. And that's what we have to relieve ourselves from. With love, with compassion, and with honor. Now, back to the astrology, I want to touch on the fact that this energy of the Venus transit of the Sun is going to be highlighted on the November 28th eclipse. It's also going to be highlighted the beginning of 2013, about the middle of January to the middle of February, a full month. This energy is going to come in even stronger. And so this is an excellent time to use it intentionally for yourself, okay? Is to look at what is coming up for you as themes in relationships, as patterns that you are ready to address and own and claim with love, with so much love for yourself. And with an air of congratulations that you got it, that you understand what is ready to be shifted here. This is part of what we're moving through in very big ways. And I find that as we open up to the willingness to be open to this shift is going to magnetically attract people to you who can help you do it faster. That's just how things are working these days. When you are open to shifting these energies, it'll happen faster, potentially more effortlessly, and potentially more gracefully. It just depends how you deal with change and how you're ready to work with the energies. But it's such a strong theme right now. This November 28th eclipse, it's a lunar eclipse, and that highlights the emotional energies. And there is tons of Scorpio energy in this eclipse, and that's about getting in there, getting right down deep into your psyche, into what's then unconscious. I see it as it brings up the gunk, and I say that with love. It brings up the gunk or anything that you've been trying to deny or keep hidden. Whatever you've locked away in a closet, these are the skeletons. Scorpio energy is a truth revealer. There's also a ton of integrity with Scorpio, about being brutally honest with yourself, about getting to who you really are at your core. And so to set the stage for that is powerful. To be open to that is powerful. And it all is about empowerment, if that's what you choose. I want to honor that we all choose different intentions, but one of the highest intention with this energy is empowerment. It's also, this energy is also strongly supported by Capricorn energy. Pluto and Mars in Capricorn are conjunct. And this is where you can activate your inner authority on new levels. You are an expert at your soul. And this is where you call in that expertise and activate it and take responsible, mature action to take care of yourself. This is where we are our own inner parent. And you call on that authority within. Also beautifully supported is the Neptune and Chiron and Pisces energy, which is going to help connect you to these spiritual purposes and the spiritual understanding. This energy has been in effect strongly since February of this year, 2012, and it's going to continue And that is about humanity's expansion and humanity's growing understanding that we are spiritual beings having a human experience, that we have spiritual tools at our disposal, that we have higher purposes here. It's also the energy and connection of the high heart, of compassion, of forgiveness, of understanding that everything is happening for a very divine reason. And another energy that I want to call out here in the lunar eclipse is that we are activating, again, the Gemini and Sagittarian energies that are about learning, teaching, communicating, being open, sharing our understandings, sharing what we believe, expanding beyond our own world into other worlds, into other cultures, and seeing what they experience. But I see it as more cosmic and galactic than that, where we're expanding into our galactic selves, and that you have more openings to do that. Now, it is highlighted with the November 28th lunar eclipse, but as I said, it's going to continue into 2013, and the energies are just going to keep getting stronger. So if you can set your intentions for that, you'll get more answers. Things are going to develop more quickly in your spiritual life. I'm just intuitively seeing that for a lot of people. And the blossoming will happen. And the blossoming is just a beautiful lotus flower that has so much love and beauty and joy in it. And that is all connected to the higher feminine energies. We are gifted with so much right now, so much understanding and so much wisdom. And we need to make it practical for ourselves. We need to take it all and apply it in our lives that is in ways that are empowering, responsible, and practical. That's a key part of this lunar eclipse as well, is remembering that there is a discipline that's involved here, that self-growth and self-knowledge is not just something we turn off and we're done with. It's continual. So making space in your world to have those experiences and to have time to devote to yourself, to make yourself a priority, is very important right now. Again, I want to reference that the woman that I would recommend you speak to if you want to learn more about yourself in this way is michellemorgan.org. And she will open doorways and help you get into where you are ready to dive into your divine feminine energies even more. This is a big topic, and it's been a lot to cover. I feel like there's many people who had some aha moments, and that some of these big questions are hopefully going to linger because maybe it really touched on something that you're ready to awaken to right now, that you're ready to look at in yourself. There's some things here that you're ready to identify and claim, because at a soul level, it feels right in alignment with your truth. And that is so cool. Wow, that's really something. I'm going to end the show a little bit early because I am feeling that I need to ground myself, that there was some cosmic messages that came through here, and I need to take care of my body. So I thank you greatly for listening to today's show. Next week, oh, I have to tell you, next week's show is going to be really fun. It's about the spiritual purpose of celebrities and fame. I am so excited for this show. I got this message, this download about this topic a while ago, and I didn't feel like it was time to talk about it, but next week it does, and that must be because of this lunar eclipse activity or something, but we're going to talk about it, and it's going to change how you look at celebrities and how we understand why they chose the roles they did, what it means for us as in those who might not be on the cover of magazines, and why we have chosen to have celebrities. Have you ever thought about that? We choose in our experience to have people that we place on pedestals. Why is that? Well, we're going to talk about it. It's going to be a really fun show. And like I said, it will change how you look at celebrities and what you get from it. And I think it's going to increase the love vibration on the planet for the world of Hollywood. So I hope you'll join me then. And in the meantime, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your presence. And I'll talk with you soon. Namaste.